From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The U.S. and Russia appear to be working more closely together on the effort to discourage Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Moscow now agrees that further sanctions against Iran are necessary if that nation continues to fail to meet its U.N. commitments. The BBC's Jonathan Marcus reports.
Russia's willingness to accept that more sanctions against Iran may be necessary represents a small but welcome concession to President Barack Obama. It comes in the wake of the Obama administration's decision to recast its missile defense plans in Europe, a step that was warmly welcomed in Moscow. The Russian shift sends a signal that potentially will not be well received in Tehran. It comes just over a week before international talks are due to begin with the Iranians on their nuclear program. Nonetheless, the Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, was hardly enthusiastic about the sanctions option.
The BBC's Jonathan Marcus. U.S. military commanders are endorsing the assessment of the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal. The assessment says the mission there will likely fail without more troops and other resources. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, and the head of U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus, both support the assessment that says more U.S. forces are needed. The endorsements will carry significant weight as the president weighs his strategy for Afghanistan. General Petraeus, speaking at a conference in Washington, says he's well aware the debate in Washington has reached, as he puts it, a considerable degree of intensity.
I know that there are several meetings, for example, multi-hour meetings planned for over the next 2 weeks.
Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is still undecided on whether the U.S. should send more troops. That's according to Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell, who says the secretary's thinking is, quote, still evolving. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was on Capitol Hill Wednesday to encourage House lawmakers to finish writing new rules governing the financial industry. NPR's Audie Cordish has the story.
Geithner says key reforms include establishing new rules that would force financial institutions to keep more money on hand to cushion against potential losses, and the creation of a regulatory agency focused on protecting consumers. Critics of the bill say a new agency means more bureaucracy. Secretary Geithner disagrees.
It's not fair to characterize that, although I understand the risk, that that is some new bureaucracy we're imposing on top of the system. It's more like more accountability and clarity so people know where to go to. You know where to go to when you see systematic failures.
House lawmakers say they are addressing concerns of smaller banks and other groups about potential fees and red tape. The draft will now include a process for companies to appeal conflicts between multiple regulators. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
This is NPR News. Senate Democrats have defeated an attempt to save a Bush administration plan to allow oil and gas drilling along the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. Louisiana Republican David Vitter introduced a proposal that would have prevented the Obama administration from pursuing its own policy on offshore drilling. The measure was rejected by a vote of 56 to 42. Georgia evacuees are being warned to be aware of risks of harmful bacteria and chemicals in standing floodwater surrounding their homes. The flooding was caused by several days of torrential rain. At least 10 people died in Alabama and Georgia. At least 20 people have died in a chimney collapse at a power plant under construction in eastern India. Dozens of workers are feared trapped under huge piles of rubble. Veer Singh has this report from New Delhi.
Rescuers are using heavy cutting and lifting equipment to clear huge slabs of concrete that were parts of a chimney being built at a thermal power plant in India's eastern state of Chhattisgarh. Some workers have been taken to hospital. Large numbers of people have rushed to the site to learn the fate of family members who were working there. Security personnel have been deployed to prevent violence, according to local news reports. The chimney had reached a height of 250 feet when it collapsed. The exact cause of the incident is not known. The top elected official in Chhattisgarh state has ordered an inquiry and has announced compensation for the victims. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 81 points. The Nasdaq lost 14. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.